got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated, 'cause we've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Good morning. It's time for today's message from the Flora Assembly of God at 730 Seminary Street in Flora. The Flora Assembly of God has Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Sunday morning worship begins at 10:30, including a children's service. And join them for Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. Now, here is today's message from God's Word.
Good morning. We all know that next week is Easter Sunday, and there'll be more people probably go to church on Easter Sunday than they do any other time. And I thank the Lord that they do go. It's something to where we need to realize what Jesus did for us. And I know many of us do, but sometimes even as a Christian, we fail to remember what he sacrificed or what he gave up. And the thing is, he was brought into this world specifically for us. He was brought in this world to take our sins, the sins that we have done and committed, to take that so that we might have eternal life. You know, so many times we think about that and we just kind of shrug it off. Well, yeah, I know that Jesus died, and I know that he, you know, gave his life for us to be where we could either have eternal life with him or eternal life in hell. And so many times we fell short to really thank him for what he did. You know, he went to an old rugged cross that we might have eternal life in heaven. And I was seeing, you know, there's a lot of people that put things out, and I seen on a sign the other day, it wasn't the bunny, it was the lamb. And that's so true. You know, so many times the world celebrates our holidays, Easter, Christmas, you know, they put something else in there to substitute, so to speak, what the real meaning of what a Christian serve or what a Christian does, and for to how to celebrate a holiday. But it's something to where, I mean, there's nothing wrong, you know, with having the Easter bunny or the or a Santa Claus. But the thing is, we really need to teach our kids too the whole purpose and the whole meaning of those holidays. You know, and with Easter coming up next Sunday, that's a kind of hard time. It's something to where we need to realize that Jesus died on an old rugged cross that we could have eternal life. I was reading in here, and you know, that we, when we accept Christ as our personal Savior, we are also dead to sin. It's something in Romans, the 6th chapter, the 6th verse, it says, "While shall we say then, shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we who are dead to sin live any longer thereof? Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." When we accept Jesus as our personal Savior, we're supposed to put that old man off. We're supposed to let it go. We're not to do it anymore. And we're supposed to have a new life. We're supposed to refrain from the things that we did before. If, you know, sin, we're talking about sin. And it's something to where, if we really realize that when Jesus came into our life and became our Savior, it made us such a greater life to live. You didn't have to worry about getting sick, or I'm not a healthy sick, but getting sick from drinking or doing drugs. But the thing is, it's something to where you have newness of life. You have the life of Jesus living within you. And, you know, it's something to where you start thinking about all that and doing it. And it's just something to where God came to save this world, that we might have eternal life, that we might live with him one day in heaven. You know, we might go by the grave, but we might be raptured out too. And, you know, there's so many things going on, and they're talking about now, you know, with the eclipse, the different things of how, if you look at the different times of the eclipse and how it makes, I hope I don't get this wrong, but like it makes a Jewish sign or something, or a Greek sign. But the thing is, it's something to where we should be where we want to be ready at all times. Not that we, oh, well, the Lord's coming back, I better make sure my life's ready today. Yes, we need to do that. But it's something where we need to live continually like Christ would want us to live. We need to live that life that's pleasing unto him, that when we do make it to heaven, that our Father will say, well done, and thou good and faithful servant. Enter in. And the thing is, I don't want God to ever say, depart from me, I never knew you. You know, so many things we know that God and the devil is real. And somebody said the other day, well, I don't choose to serve either one. Well, when you choose not to serve one, you really are choosing to serve the other. You know, that's something to think about. Oh, well, it's really something to think about. It's something in our lives. We, you know, what we have in this world, the pleasures of the world, God intended us to have a good time going on vacations and stuff like that. He didn't say, no, that's wrong. You know, so many times growing up, there it was like almost everything was wrong. Going to a ball game was wrong. It's something to where if we really think about it, we could make everything wrong if we really wanted to. But it's something to where we need to let God show us where he wants us to go. The word tells us that the footsteps of a righteous man are ordered by God. And if we get up that morning and we say, okay, God, what do you want me to do today? Well, we know that we have to go to work. We know that we have to go maybe mow the lawn or take care of the kids or take the kids to school. We know that we have to do those things. But when we pray that prayer, do we say, Lord, if there's someone that comes in my path, show me what I need to say to them. Show me if I need to be a witness to them. This world is so, there's so many people in the world that's crying out for help. You might not see them, but the thing is, and we've talked about this before, just giving them a smile or saying, God bless you, or just, oh, your hair looks pretty, if you know, if it does. And the thing is, we need to be that light where we show love out of us, that love should flow over to others that may be hurting. It's there's just a lot to think about. But this next Sunday is Easter Sunday, and this week prepare yourself. Take and pray and ask God to show you what he'd have you to do, or how he would have you to do something special for somebody, or just reach out to and ask a friend to go to church. You know, it's something to where you are the light in this world if you're serving God. Just like the ones that are not serving God, they are a light in the world, but it's not the good light. You need to let your light shine brighter than ever in this day and time. You know, I seen something on, and I don't look at Facebook too often, but I seen something on there that, day or two ago, I don't remember, but it says 4 inescapable truths about hell. Just like there's, you know, there's truths about heaven. Heaven's going to be the most beautiful place. It's going to have streets of gold. It's going to have pearls the size that go on the gates. You know, it's something to wear. It's going to be where we can rejoice and serve God and love Him with our whole heart like we should here on earth. We should be loving God and serving Him and worshiping. When you go to church today, you should worship from the bottom of your heart, that worship that goes out to God to uplift Him in a mighty way and get self out of the way. But this was on there, and it kind of hit me. It says, four inescapable truths about hell. Number one, it is a place of torment. Number two, it lasts forever. Number three, there is no escape. And number four, this is the one that got me. You didn't have to go. It was a choice. It was a choice. And the thing is, it's not that we're in hell, but the thing is, what I'm saying is, we have a choice to either ask God to come into our heart and to forgive us of our sins and to live for Him and to serve Him with every being in us, or we choose the other. And I'm telling you, people, it's not going to be a place where you're going to have a party. It's not. Remember the reason why Jesus died on that cross for you. Jesus died on that cross that we might not ever have to ever go to hell. He gave eternal life in heaven with Him as long as we've asked Him into our hearts. You know, it's something to where there's going to be a lot of good people. Well, I'm good. I don't do anything wrong. I go to church with my wife or my husband just out of respect for them. But the thing is, it's something to where we have to accept Jesus on our own. We have to have Jesus living in our lives. We have to ask Jesus to come in our heart and to live for Him and with Him. It's a choice. It's an easy choice. God took those stripes upon His back for our healing, and He died on an old rugged cross for our sins. So think about that this week. Don't think too long, because the thing is, the rapture could happen before that. But the thing is, it's something to wear. Think about, where am I at, Lord? Is my life pleasing to You? Am I doing what You want me to do? Lord, do I have sin in my life that I need to get rid of? We need to pray on a daily basis. All of us need to pray on a daily basis. Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Help me not to do those things. And the thing is, you know, I was thinking about a scripture on the way in here. It said, the scripture is, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, it is sin. If you know to do something, doesn't even have to be, reading your Bible. That's something I have to work on, is reading my Bible. I don't like to read anything. I don't pick up a book and read anything. But he that knoweth to do good and doeth not, it is sin. Think about this week, you know, as you go to church. What greater, and you don't have to wait to that day on Easter. In fact, I wouldn't wait. But ask Jesus, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Please forgive me of my sins. Please help me, Lord, to be what You'd have me to be in every area of my life. Let's pray. Lord, I thank You for today. I thank You, Lord, for the listeners out there. I ask You, Lord, that You will prick our heart, all of us, that You will help us to be better in You, that You will help us to guide us and direct us, the footsteps You want us to do and the things to say, that we'll watch the things that come out of our mouth. And Lord, that we will be a witness unto You and that we will run to you with open arms. Lord, we know that your arms are open to us, that you can wrap those loving arms around us. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you for today and everything that you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to today's message from the Flora Assembly of God at 730 Seminary Street in Flora. Sunday school is at 9:30 this morning, and Sunday morning worship service, including a children's sermon, begins at 10:30. Join them for Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. Have a blessed day.
The power.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord.
Yes, we've got